I was going to ask you a question, too, like the other fellow was saying about, you know, how you go to talk to somebody and just, you know, they're in a big hurry. How would you get around something when somebody kind of knows something about Melaleuca? I've had so many people, the first thing they say is, you have to order so much, don't you, every month. You know, I mean, I know you've got to try and get past that, but, you know, how would you do that?
Yeah, you're, have you named the name of the company there? Obviously you have. Right?
Well, yeah, I guess, but it's probably just, you know, more me talking about the product, you know, like it's been people I know and stuff, you know, and I'm just saying, you know, I've
okay.
got the stuff that I used and, you know, it's really good, eh? I mean, that's how the name comes up.
I'm very glad you brought this up because this is an excellent point. I get asked the question a lot, do you do product or do you do business? And my answer is that I do either or, but I don't do both.
Okay.
All right. In other words, I have a product leg and I have business legs. Okay? You do not intermingle them. And the reason being is it's very simple to see this logically, is that you're talking to a person about the product and the person, and you're just completely coming from sincere desire to help them.
Yeah.
And in that conversation, because you've had results with the product,
mm-hmm.
and then somewhere in there, you cheapen it by saying you can make money too, and suddenly they don't want either one.
Yeah, you know what, though, that's what I'm finding. You don't even have to mention the business end of it, and, you know, it's just like that's what people are on right away.
That's right. Okay, so you do product, all right? If you primarily do product, do product.
Okay.
Okay? And don't bring up the business aspect of it,
uh-huh.
and... You know, in other words, if somebody were to come out right out and say, you got to have a monthly minimum or you got to order products every month or something like that, if they were to ask me that,
mm-hmm.
and I would say, hang on a minute, how much money was it that you wanted to make?
Mm-hmm.
And the person says, $6,000 a month. Okay, so is $100, let's see, would you invest $100 to make $6,000?
Mm-hmm.
Does that seem logical to you? Right? So in other words, I think I would do it that way if that came up.
Okay.
But I believe what's happening there is that that you're kind of combining both conversations, and I wouldn't.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thanks.
All right.